Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed. I am Tina.
And I am Artie. And this week is Ballad.
Ballad.
It originally aired November 18th, 2009. The number one song in the country was What You Say by Jason Derulo.
Wow. Last episode, it was Down by Jay Sean, so it's gotten dethroned.
Yeah, it's gotten dethroned.
The number one movie, what was it? 2012.
Yeah, what a time.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, what a time.
What a time. There's a couple things that happened for the Glee fam this week. PJ Bloom, the music supervisor, won the Outstanding Musical Supervision Award. And
hooray,
do you remember
PJ.
This, Jenna? Going to the Diversity Awards?
I remember that. Ryan won with
we
us.
Won, yeah, and it was
one of our first award shows.
A bonding experience, to say the least.
Yeah, it was interesting. We went to the 17th Annual Diversity Awards held at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it was definitely like one of our first events all together, mm-hmm. and it was
hilarious.
Just a little underproduced.
Yeah, and we...
That's the way I have to say
it. It was us and Ryan, and we, you know, and also we had been busy working, and it was nice that we all got to like get back together outside of work. Now that the show was airing, and we're getting to meet people, and I remember the cast of Heroes was there at the time, and I was very starstruck and
right.
very happy.
Me too. Good memory. Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to History of Glee on Twitter, because they're
giving it.
Every day, it's like, on this day in Glee history,
it's
phenomenal. And I also would like to say that my girl Alexa on Twitter makes these incredible four-picture summaries of every single episode we do on here.
I love those.
And so look for those. I retweet them every week. They're incredible. Thank you. She wants to be on the PR payroll. I'll see what I can do.
We're working on it. Alex. Yeah, yeah. We're working on it. all right. So this episode is Ballad, and it's directed by Brad Falchuk, which I was watching it last night, and I was like, who directed this? Mm-hmm. But I also feel like we weren't in a ton of it. So
we were not.
We weren't in a ton of it.
I had a line. Oh. And then a song.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the beginning, Kevin, of us being very expensive extras.
Yes. I mean, we've been expensive extras.
Yeah. I mean, we did have our big last episode last episode. So to be fair, it was not our turn anymore. And we have nothing to do with Babygate. So
it's true.
There was one thing. Did you notice there's no Sue Sylvester in this episode at all? Jane had a free week.
That's
freebie.
What was missing.
Yes.
There was a lot of music and there were some great guest stars.
Yes, the guest stars. So a brief episode summary just before we get into it. So Will splits up the Glee Club into pairs to sing ballads. But when Matt Rutherford, Dijon, gets sick, Will is forced to step in and he winds up in a very sticky situation with Rachel, or a spicy situation, if you will. Uh-huh. And then we also have the continuation of Babygate. So that's just an overview of what we're about to get into.
A lot of uncomfortableness. This episode makes me feel queasy. Yeah, it's just, I feel like most of this episode is awkward, which I think is great television, but it hurts me to watch.
No, it is. It's really awkward.
So so Mr. Shu tells the Glee Club that Sectionals conveniently has a new rule where every team has to sing a ballad.
Mm-hmm. And when Matt Rutherford obviously is out with the flu, right? Is
no.
it the flu?
No, no.
Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking of? The bird flu.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Tina's out with the bird flu.
No, it's also... Oh. Naya says this line.
The spider in the ear.
And she like her like laugh in the middle of it was very,
very
real.
Honest. Yes.
Yeah. Because it was like, what? Like, obviously, this is a device just to be able to have an even number of Glee Club plus teacher so that Rachel has to be paired up with Will, which, you know, starts the whole plot point of Rachel having an uncomfortable and inappropriate crush on Mr. Shu.
And it's reminiscent of Susie Pepper, who, by the way, Sarah Drew, amazing guest star, very funny.
How
I thought she was
good.
One of the most excellent guest stars we had. She really set the tone for the episode. And this was even before she was on Grey's. So, like,
it's so impressive, you know, for somebody to come in where the show has not aired yet. And she's coming in sort of blind and just crushes it.
Crushing it. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
It. She got it.
But,
she
you know,
totally got
you
it.
Don't end up on Grey's Anatomy if you're not great.
And like that, those storylines as April, I mean, I'm a fan. So Mr. Shu explains what a ballad is. And Brittany thinks it's a male duck. But
one of the best lines.
It is. It actually goes down in history as one of my favorite lines. And Kevin, do you remember that in the BTS you say that every song is driving the storyline, everybody's emotions are coming through the songs, so makes it so much more heartfelt than when you're watching it?
That sounds nice. Wow.
It does sound really nice.
How
we're
insightful.
In a really good mood.
I was. But I do agree, and I do think that's when Glee was best, where when we used, because it wasn't all the time, but we tried to, especially in the beginning, to use the storylines or the music mm-hmm. as part of the storyline to move the storyline further. But in this one especially, because the whole, you know, thesis of what the ballad is supposed to be, that's also sort of the thesis of what the music is in the show itself, where mm-hmm. the music is used to be able to say things that we can't say, or more effectively that we can say through song than through actually just talking.
That's right. That's right.
I bet the duck's in the hat.
Oh, my God. The second part of the best line. I bet the duck's in the hat. And so we pick out, the Glee members pick out their pair out of a hat, reminiscent of SmackDown. And Tina picks the other Asian, which is slightly
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Mercedes and Puck get matched up. Artie and Quinn. Finn and Puck. And Santana and Brittany, obviously.
Also, I noticed that look, Diana, when Artie picks Quinn.
Little does she know. Yes. You guys will have a blooming storyline.
That's right.
So, Matt, so we've kind of covered them that Rutherford is now part of the plot is that he's gone this episode.
Yes.
We get into the ballad with Mr. Shue and Rachel because Mr. Shue has to step in to be with Rachel. And this is my guess, Kevin, this song makes you uncomfortable.
All of these songs make me uncomfortable. I have to say, so not because they're bad. I had to fast forward through a couple of these music numbers.
What?
Yeah.
That uncomfortable. You don't like uncomfortable humor?
I appreciate it. Like the comeback with Lisa Kudrow, I think is the best show ever. But yes. I had to watch it in like 5 minute increments because it made me so uncomfortable.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So this is Endless Love. And this number, for me, I really enjoyed this number because I like the uncomfortability of it. Like, I think it's funny. I think the performances were very good. And this is when Rachel realizes that she has a crush on Mr. Shue. And it is really weird.
It's so weird.
I really like the weirdness. And then we have Kurt's kind of monologue over this.
Yeah, the crushes are happening this episode. It's
yes, all the crushes.
Yeah, Rachel's like, hot teacher.
I have a crush on hot teacher. Mm-hmm. Kurt's totally excited about Finn.
And Finn's not stoked about it. He's uncomfortable.
He's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Rachel says, I never noticed this before because he's always trying to destroy my career, but Mr. Shue has really nice eyes.
I hate it. Oh, God. And then we go into the Susie Pepper of it all.
Oh, bless Susie Pepper.
Where Will's confiding in Emma, like, I don't know how to do this. What do we do? And then Sarah Drew comes on playing Susie Pepper and regales us with the tale of how she was obsessed with him. Would call in the middle of the night, which is so good. This flashback
breathing
is incredible.
In the phone.
And then Terry picks up the phone and goes, listen, you little psycho, this is Will's wife. And if I don't get enough sleep, my antidepressants won't work. And then I'll go crazy and I'll kill you.
It's great.
She's got like two scenes in this and they're incredible.
Kills. Jessalyn, every time. Oh my gosh. So then Mr. Shue has to set Susie Pepper straight in this flashback. And so she decides she's going to eat the hottest pepper in the world. She goes into a coma for days. And that's when we
destroys her esophagus.
Destroys her esophagus and cut back to Will telling Emma that's why he can't break the news to Rachel. So,
because girls can't handle it.
Which we're weak.
Right. That's right.
Girls
Jenna.
Are weak. Mm-hmm. We're weak. We can't handle things. Only childbirth. So Will has this idea. He brings Emma in to sing a song to Rachel. This is the one where it makes me very uncomfortable, but I do love Don't Stand So Close to Me and Young Girl. I love those songs.
This mashup is incredible. Some of the mashups we do in the show, they don't mash well.
This one does.
This one absolutely does. Again, had a fast forward. I thought Leah was incredible in this episode.
Yes.
And
yes,
I did feel her reaction to, like, why is Miss Pillsbury here?
But then also Jaima and Leah clapping at Mr. Shue at the end. It's very funny.
I mean, he went full out. He's doing a full number for the two of them.
Around the piano again.
Yeah.
We're back around the piano.
Which I feel like if you're a student, you're like, well, this teacher is giving me 100% right now. He's not marking this.
110%, mm-hmm. Really. And the intention was that Will is going to have her listen to the song lyrics, but that didn't work.
No.
It backfired.
Heart eyes.
She gets the, you know, she loves the song and loves that he performed for her. So then we get to see Crazy Susie and Rachel in the hallway together.
Jump scare. Susie's back.
She's back. She's present day now. Yeah. Susie's here. And then even creepier, which I actually think this is really creepy, is when Rachel hands Mr. Shu the beer at home when he gets home to his house.
It's so good, though. I thought it turned slightly into a horror movie. And then Terry's like, well, she's a very good cook. Like, a student shows up at your house. You knew something was going to happen. There was silence. Will gets home. And then all of a sudden, there's Rachel in his home cooking meals.
Weird.
It's
a little inappropriate. I mean, it's a lot inappropriate, but...
It's 100% inappropriate. But Terry is, like, happy that she's there because she's cleaning and cooking.
She let her in, you know?
And then she said Terry needs the help because of her baby. And then Will tries to find out what's happening with the belly, and she freaks out and runs away.
With her pustules, her, like, yes. Bloody pustules or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Filled with pus.
Ew. So then Mr. Shu takes Rachel home.
I love how this is shot. I think it's beautifully shot.
It is. We don't see a lot of, we're not in a lot of cars in Glee. I mean, we are, but not a lot of moving cars.
Right.
And just like Rachel sitting in the back of the car, by the way.
Yeah. Uber
like Shu. Like a little girl sitting in the back of the car. And then singing a song, which like, it's an interesting way to do a song on Glee. I mean, there are really no rules, which we've learned. But to not, for it to not be a dream sequence or a Glee Club performance, but her just like hitting a cassette in the car.
It works for her character, though.
It does. It does work for the character. It's also funny that he just cuts her off. Oh,
God. I do love that. I remember hearing that this song was going to be in this episode, and I didn't think
excited?
I was very excited. Just I liked that they were, you know, pulling up some pop hits from the past.
Oh, and
like
this is Crush. Sorry, yes. This is Crush. Who sang Crush?
Jennifer Page sang Crush.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
What a smash hit this was!
It was a smash, hey?
Yeah. I'm also enjoying at this point. We're a good portion into the first season, and you know, Leah's singing pop songs.
Right.
And like, we're all getting, I think, used to singing different genres, and it was just fun to get to see everyone sing different genres that they were used to.
Yeah, we're branching out for sure.
Yeah.
I love the Susie and Rachel stuff. It's like crazy meeting crazy. Mm-hmm. And we are going to see a lot of confrontations in the show. I'm just curious why they end up in the bathroom all the time.
I mean, I think in all high school shows, the bathroom is where a lot of these secret, more important conversations happen.
It is a place to hide, hey?
Yeah,
it's like it's a teenage place to hide.
Also, it's like we didn't talk about at this point, Rachel has not only gone to his home, she's given him a tie to wear, which sparks this whole thing where I want you to think of it every time, think of me every time you wear it. And it's like, oh, this is so wrong and creepy. And then Susie is like, get it together, girl.
But here's the thing. Like, we've all had crushes on teachers before, and we've all acted inappropriately.
Not all of us, Jenna.
I was waiting for that.
I wish I had a hot teacher.
We definitely had some hot teachers, and we also had some hot women teachers that I knew, like, all the guys kind of, like, were ooing and eyeing over. Mm. So I don't think this is super far-fetched. It's just that how far you're willing to cross that line,
yes.
Right? I'm sure there's a lot of young teachers that, you know, people had, like, they were like, okay, my kid, this girl definitely has a crush on me, you know?
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes.
We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so Susie confronts Rachel in the bathroom, and she tells her to get that mildly attractive groove back. She's like, get yourself, you know, smack across the face, find some self-respect, and get yourself that semi-groove back. So Rachel's going to kind of like kick it back up again, and she brings him a flower for an apology.
Which says, sorry for being crazy. Which I love.
And then
he's like, you got to stop. And she's like, I know.
Yeah. He's like, this is inappropriate. They were both kind of, this conversation was about to happen from both ends, yes. But it ended up being amicable and all fine at the end of the day. So that's the crush. That's a big part of the episode, but that's like the big crush storyline.
I also think we should like maybe start a tally. This is Rachel's third crush. We're on episode 10.
Again, though, I mean,
it's high school.
Yeah, it definitely racks up. But yes, it is high school.
Yeah, a good gust of wind will give you a different crush.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And everybody, it's trendy. You know, who's the trendy guy at the time, or
the
girl,
teacher,
or whatever, or person, right? Here and then we're into like a big part of Babygate.
This is
a big,
the most serious
point.
Part of Babygate thus far.
We meet Quinn's mom for the first time.
Incredible.
And Quinn is getting ready for the chastity ball.
Quinn's parents, played by the incredible Greg Henry and Charlotte Ross.
And Greg Henry is the most famous for me from Scandal. After this.
That's what it is. I was like, yeah. I know this man.
He's so infuriating on that show.
Scandal.
But so good.
I hated him.
That he did his job.
He did.
He definitely did his job.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have Mr. and Mrs. Fabre, and Quinn decides that she's going to have Finn over for dinner. And but going back to the chastity ball, she's trying on her dress alone with her mom with the chastity ball, and it's getting tighter. This is reminiscent of me with RuPaul's Drag Race, putting on my costumes, and it was definitely getting tighter.
But you were not 16.
Right. And I wasn't as far along.
You're right.
And this is where we realize that the mom kind of knows.
Yes.
Judy kind of knows. But Mr. Fabre invites Finn over because he wants to meet Finn. Mm-hmm. So he has him up for dinner. And then
you also see their relationship where Mr. Fabre comes in and, you know, they're going to go pour themselves another drink. And Mrs. Fabre is like, I don't want you to lift a finger for me. I'm your wife. And so you see the
dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's all stacking up to be a little difficult if she's going to be a teen mother.
Right, 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 right. So then we pop over to Kurt and Finn, who are paired together for the ballade. And they're practicing in the auditorium, and Finn is stressed. So Kurt, this is where we see the beginnings of Kurt and Finn.
Yeah.
And we're going to start to see the dynamic of, you know, them becoming family and also Kurt having a crush on Finn and all of the things. But he is stressed. Finn's stressed over the baby. And so Kurt is going to guide him and have him sing I'll Stand By You.
With his motives being...
Did you have to fast forward this?
I did.
Okay.
I can't watch Corey sing I'll Stand By You. Not because it's awkward. It's just too emotional.
Oh, okay. I got emotional as well.
Yeah. Maybe I should have. Maybe it would have been healthy, but I was just not emotionally prepared to do it.
That's okay.
That's also when I lost it when we did the quarterback was during that number. It's just like, to me, that was his first big solo.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds so good on it. And the storyline was devastating.
Yeah.
And in this episode, it's really sweet. And yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, as crazy as the storyline is getting with Babygate, like, he is the grounding force in all the Babygate stuff, I think. And
he's just phenomenal in this episode.
No, you're totally right. Well, I'll Stand By You is really great. He does sound really good. He also does...
Isn't it where he sings to the sonogram?
Sing to the sonogram, yes. Which is so weird.
It's
and
so
yet
good.
Somehow it works. It's, like, I totally believe it. And I thought it was weird and cute. But this is obviously the moment where Finn's mom, Romy, she's one of our favorites, and she catches him, and he's upset, and she said she doesn't even have to, you know, ask. Well, she does, but, you know, she knows. She
love their relationship.
Is Quinn pregnant? And the moment that Romy cries but doesn't cry when she hugs him is heartbreaking.
Romy's
unreal. Breaks me. Mm-hmm. It breaks me every time in her Canadian tuxedo.
It makes sense also knowing Romy in real life, because I feel like she is so, like, her emotions are always just right there. Like, she's happy, she's sad, she's like, she'll give you everything. She's not, it's just,
she's an open book.
Yeah. And you see why she's such a good actor. I feel like, you know, in moments like that, we're like, oh God, you're almost crying, and it's worse than if you were crying.
It's like the teeter of the edges. Is she or isn't she? That gets you, because it's the uncertainty.
Yeah.
So did you notice, Kevin, that a fan actually wrote in and told us that when Kurt is playing the piano, fake playing the piano, by the way, he is wearing light tan pants. And then when they do a close-up of his hands, you see the pants have changed because it wasn't Chris's hands. Duh. And whomever was the stand-in was wearing jeans.
Weird.
That's a good one.
That is a great one.
But you'd think normally they would have put him in the stand-in in pants, but they must have said on camera, they must have said, like, no, we're not going to see his pants. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to change. So
then the next thing that happens is Quinn is pissed that Finn has told his mom, because she doesn't want her parents finding out and is worried that Carol is going to rat her out.
Right. Which, like, my mom is going to tell your mom.
Right.
Fair enough.
And then there's this whole thing with Kurt thinking that he's setting Finn up to lose, basically, because whatever he's going to do is not going to work. And then Finn will see how girls are stupid and a waste of time. And then
fall in love with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's thought through as like a 16 or 15 year old might have thought this through. Kurt's voiceover, by the way, was, I don't know why I find his stupidity charming. I mean, he's cheating off a girl who thinks the square root of 4 is rainbows.
I mean,
so good.
It's Kurt's voiceovers really make this episode.
I think this next, the next scene is Kurt and Finn picking out an outfit in the basement for him to go over and meet the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sweet because they talk about their parents.
I think it's sweet.
I think it's sweet.
And it's very Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope he doesn't hear that. Because that was the thing we'd always say because he likes sweet. Yeah, I think the storyline is sweet. But this cardigan is sweet.
Yes.
You hear them talking about their single parents together, and they have this deeper understanding of them keeping keepsakes and meaningful things about their other parents who are no longer with them. Right. And it's a really nice, you know, and amongst all this hilarity and absurdity, again, this grounding moment of setting up, like you said earlier, for the future of Bert and Carol.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh,
gosh, and then Kurt's like, you know what you should do? Use your voice. When you go over there, sing to them, because that's going to work.
See, that's awkward. The situation is awkward. That's what makes me uncomfortable.
I've been dreading this scene for weeks, Jenna. But here we go.
I actually went and visited them because the house that they shot this in was close to where I was living. And so I went over and I think I visited them on set.
Oh, that wasn't a set? That wasn't built? It was a real house?
I think it was a real house.
That makes sense. I mean, it was big. So that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I believe you.
So they go... And they make a toast. Mr. Fabre's gonna make a toast, which Mrs. Fabre's like, oh, his toast.
She's a little drunk.
And then Finn goes to the bathroom in the middle at the end of the toast. And
in the middle of the toast.
Oh, in the middle of the toast. Yeah. And he calls Kurt. Finn in the bathroom
is one of, I think, collectively our favorite things.
Corey moments.
Ever. Yeah.
The karate chop. I also thought it looked like the Ross thing that he does
totally.
In the Bruce Willis episode of Friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Corey, like, doing that to the mirror is just iconic in our minds.
Yeah.
And then Finn is singing You're Having My Baby, which I hate this song.
What a crazy song. I know, like, Paul Anka's a legend, but this song is...
You're having my baby.
I,
that was also something we did for years after, yeah, was that line.
I hate this song.
Yeah, me too. Anybody else?
I remember also, like, there's a BTS moment where Diana said she kept laughing because Corey was singing the song to her, and Corey would forget his lines as soon as he saw Diana having a hard time not laughing. But how could you not? Like, this song is insane, and, like, she's looking horrified during it, and the parents at first aren't realizing what's happening, and then they very quickly realize it.
And then the line in the bathroom, I have to go, they'll think I'm pooping.
Oh, my God. Brilliant. This whole sequence is so good.
It's really awkward, but then it gets into the good stuff. Like, we're getting into the good stuff. Number one, we start to see Diana's acting sound.
Yeah.
And... this is when the dad is going to tell him to leave and then tell her to leave because he doesn't know who his daughter is anymore.
This scene is written so well.
And Brad directed this beautifully, mm-hmm. and it's just all around like a really great scene.
The whole thing of like why? Like, because I'm not a little girl anymore. I'm your daughter.
He says, Who are you? I don't recognize you at all. I'm your daughter who loves you. I just need my daddy to hold me and tell me it's going to be okay.
Oh. It's heartbreaking. Then he just walks off. There's that little hope where he walks up and you think maybe she's like, please. And she's like sort of bouncing up and down like desperate. And then he just walks away.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Dad. God.
And then Finn takes her
to
his house.
To the basement. And Carol's doing laundry, and he comes down with Quinn and says he got, you know, Quinn got kicked out of her house. And of course, Carol, sweet, sweet Carol, says you can stay here as long as you need. And that scene also is just quiet and easy. And I think that was the thing about Brad directing episodes two. I always remembered his acting. He'd be like, is that right? And he'd be like, just say it. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Simple. Say it. And it'll do it, the work on its own.
Yeah.
And we got to see that here. It's really beautiful. And Finn does a great job. And all three of them, I mean.
Yeah.
Great actors. And then back to Finn and Kurt.
Yeah, Finn. There's the Finn sort of coming clean about what happened at dinner. And then Kurt feels bad and is sort of coming clean about his motives and love of him. And then Finn doesn't get it.
Yeah, well, Kurt confesses and then I honestly love you. And Finn thinks it's the song. So. Which is great. Honestly, it's great. And I realize we literally have not been in any of this.
No.
Except for when I say that my rosacea has been acting up because of the baby gate.
Yeah. Not that we, you know, whatever. It's all happening.
Matter. It is happening.
And then we have this whole... I think it's a bit insane, but I like them together.
I do too.
The Puck and Mercedes.
Too. Yep. They're paired up, an unlikely pairing again, mm-hmm. and you know, Puck gets angry, and I thought the acting is really actually really good in this scene as well, yeah. of like Puck telling Mercedes that he's the father, and then Mercedes, it's like there's no like huge arc in this scene. It's just like yeah, but get over it, basically.
It was like, what teenager also would pause for 10 seconds and be like, no, wait, let me give you some insightful perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she does. I bought it because she's great.
Yeah. No, I know. She
and
made
I
everything
loved the
work.
Whole thing.
And then she's like, we're singing for them.
Yeah. And how stupid am I?
What?
Halfway through Lean On Me, I was like, oh, Quinn was my duet partner. And so I know we're singing it to both of them, but I'm also singing This Is My Duet-ish.
Oh.
But not really.
Oh.
You know, a little bit.
Yes, I didn't even think about that.
I was so excited to
watch this number.
Lean On Me. Well, in real life, like when we did it.
When we recorded it, yes. Right? We went to the studio together, right?
No, we didn't.
Ugh.
So
why do I have a memory of doing this together? Is that Sweet Caroline in my mind?
Maybe.
Is that why?
So what happened was I went in there. My voice sounds really weird on this song. And I think I was imitating the guide vocal because it was someone who didn't normally sing my demos and I really loved his voice and I think I was just
trying to sound like him.
Yeah, it's like when Sia writes a song for somebody else and they always mimic her voice because she sounds so cool. I think
like
that's
her
what,
intonation.
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to do.
That's actually very funny.
But I think this arrangement, thank you Adam and Tim Davis,
gorgeous.
It's absolutely incredible and I couldn't record the song to save my life.
Really?
I had an emotional breakdown. I couldn't do it. It was so hard and absolutely losing it.
Kevin.
And we got to the bridge and
this is the beginning of the end for you.
I couldn't do it. And like, it's okay. You know what? It was like a couple simple lines and for some reason I could not get it sung the way they wanted it to be sung. And I got yanked. I got pulled out of there. They're like, it's okay. We're going to have somebody else come do it. And then you came in to do it. And I told you, and then you started texting me. You're like, I can't do this either.
Anytime a day.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes. And so they combined both of us in that section because neither of us could do the full take. And so I think it's like two lines or something where like you do the first half or and I do the second half or vice versa,
you're
or whatever it
totally
is.
Totally right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So it was a mess. And then,
oh my gosh.
And the actual filming of it, people should go listen to this if you haven't in a while because unfortunately they cut out Amber's verse.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber, again, is just like a freak of nature and sounds incredible. But when we filmed this, do you remember that they kept Corey and Diana from knowing what we were going to do? So they didn't go to rehearsal. They didn't know. They hadn't heard the version. They were not allowed to be anywhere near this number until we were going to shoot it.
That's right. And then when they came in, this was the first time they had seen it, at least the first time we did it.
Yes,
for them.
And they shot their reaction first.
Their courage, yep. Coverage, yeah. And I think in Diana's BTS, she had said that she was going to be bawling, which she was.
Yeah.
But that's a really cool acting exercise, mm-hmm. or that was definitely Brad Falchuk.
Again. Yeah. Like, let's try it.
And we also had Britney doing the ear again in the number.
There were a lot of sweet moments in this. I was watching all these people do different things with each other and the interactions. And it felt, you know, like what Paris said. Well, yeah, it felt like one of those real teen, loose, we're just enjoying each other's company.
I high five with Naya in it. And I watched that and I was not well.
Yeah.
Not well.
Yeah.
Like... not well.
Yeah.
but the number was really, really sweet. And I remember doing that. And that was the first time they brought, I think I have a picture of this. They brought out, it was so hot on set. I don't know why. And we weren't really dancing. It was so hot that the makeup artist had ordered for us the musical numbers so that they could keep us cool during the musical numbers, personal fans.
Oh, this is the first time?
So we had those like mini fans. Yeah. I think this was one of the first ones. And those were like the plastic ones.
Yes.
It wasn't until like next season that we got those like high powered fans that really worked well. It was like a Beyonce fan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was pretty much the episode, Balad.
Mm-hmm.
The romances, the crushes, and a whole lot of Babygate.
Yeah, I think the most important thing that came out of this was Babygate.
Yeah.
Parents know.
People
secrets
are finding out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, secrets out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where, like, Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Should we do some tardy takes?
Tardy takes.
Okay, so cringe moments.
Yeah.
AKA ouchies, Paris Barclay. I have to say, one of the things was you're having my baby and I'll stand by you and crush and endless love.
Yeah. I think that just about covers it. I think those two storylines are really, really difficult. I agree.
And like Hoffer teacher, but again, like, not so far from the truth. I don't know.
Worst dance move?
I gotta say, Will standing on the piano and jumping during that mashup was a little off. So the best song, I think, was Kevin, your vocals on Lean On Me. And this Thanks, is I Jenna. Picked that before I knew the story that I had to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, I literally had to pick up.
That's really funny. I don't remember
but
that.
But there's a thing that I've always noticed. The times that I've had the biggest challenge or I've struggled the most recording a song, like when they have to fix me the most, is when I like my vocal the most. I like how I, because my voice automatically sort of sounds like it has Melodyne and autotune on it. Yes. Not because I'm on pitch, but it's something about like a, technically speaking, that nobody cares about. There's like a sound quality.
Yes.
Like a
yes.
sonic quality.
Yes.
And so
there is.
When my voice is overly fixed, it doesn't sound that different. And so like Lean On Me is fixed because they had to, because I was not crushing it that day. And it's one of those things where when you have a song where there's a lot of us on it, we can go record it in 30 minutes and it's fine. We're in and out. That was a really challenging song that I probably did not have time to properly warm up for or learn.
Totally.
And had to go in there and just like,
it's also hard to not try to duplicate the people that you are like hearing your guide, because they do sound so good.
Yeah.
That you're like, I'm always doing that with like artists I like. I'm trying to like get their, you know, replicate their sound.
But I agree. I think Lean On Me is the best song, obviously. I listen to that version all the time.
Obviously. You do? You listen to this one? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then by a prop, I think
Tell me.
The pepper.
Absolutely.
The pepper in the jar.
Yeah.
There's something that the things that age well and didn't age well. There's one thing that didn't age well for me was when Quinn's mom says, maybe you haven't been exercising enough.
Oh, yeah.
When she has the chastity dress. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Nope. Not the thing.
It's also very informative of their relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, bleh.
Yeah, the parents. And yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best, but best line, Kevin?
I think I'm going to go with Finn in the bathroom. I got to go. They don't think I'm taking a poop.
They think I'm pooping.
Pooping.
Yeah. I think second runner up is, I think, the ducks in the hat.
The ducks in the hat is so good.
Mm-hmm. By Brittany.
I also like your line, though. All the, would you say all the baby drama is making my rosacea act up? Is very good.
Yes. It's funny because I should have said eczema, because I have eczema. And so Emma has eczema now.
Really?
We all have eczema. Yes.
Look at those genes at work.
I know. Gosh. Well, anyway. Art imitating life.
Mm-hmm.
Art. Life imitating art.
Jenna.
Yes.
Okay. So shit we found on TikTok this week.
Okay.
There's a mistake that was caught from later on. It's during the, you know, STD episode. And
your episode?
Yes, that's right. And it's during the scene where I'm telling the boys that I have the STDs.
Uh-huh.
So on TikTok, Millen's BN, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this, and Kirsten posted this, because in the background, we referenced that everyone, we were watching Arliss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually look at what's on the TV, it's real Glee credits.
Oh, what?
Yes. So I feel like it's a little Easter egg that was put in there because it's, you see like PJ Bloom on the actual.
What?
Yeah. So if you watch the scene, they cut to it in the TV in the background. If you pause it, it's fully just the Glee credits happening.
It's because they didn't have to get the rights to it.
Exactly. Easy. Like, just actually put it on the TV, cue
that's
it up.
That's funny.
And so anytime we show it, it's absolutely fine, which I love. You know, shout out to the actual people making the show.
That's great.
Very good. Arliss. I know Vicky, our producer, is a big Arliss fan, so she might have been disappointed that it wasn't the real credits. But, you know, like you said, it's free.
Free 99.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I hope I'm still really enjoying these TikToks. Really, really enjoying.
Great, because we're not going to stop. So keep sending them in. Please keep tagging us. I also want to just shout out Kirby again. She's the one who posted the TikTok of the Riverdale cast watching Shoe breakdancing. But then she, to get extra meta, posted a reaction to the podcast talking about her video. Which is also great. So thanks for doing that. It was hilarious. And feel free to post more reaction videos, everyone, because we're going to find your videos and we're going to talk about them. So be prepared.
Next week is hairography. Uh-oh. There's so much to talk about.
Yes, there sure is.
Yay. I love this episode. So join us next week. Thanks for hanging with us again. And that's it for now.
And that's what you really missed. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.